Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Min, and I'm your co-host today with Debbie from our office. And you're listening to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides, and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. Today's topic is about the SDA conference in Perth last week in mid-March. Debbie, welcome today.
Hello, Min.
How was the trip to Perth? What did you get up to over there?
I went and checked out some of our development sites we have over in Perth on Thursday. Friday was the conference, which was a whole day event, which was fantastic.
Well, that's what we're talking about here today, the conference. So how was it? Who spoke and what did you talk about as well?
Yeah, look, it was a whole day conference. The whole morning was 9 different speakers, a whole lot of different topics on SDA. The afternoon, the groups broke out into separate sessions in different rooms to go over different aspects. There was an introduction to SDA, another session on occupational therapy. But basically, it was a whole day event with a networking afterwards. A whole bunch of us went down to a nearby hotel. So it was an amazing day. There was about 90-100 people all up who turned up, mostly providers, builders, developers, architects, some investors, people in finance, banking, lending, valuations. So a real mixed bag.
That's good to hear, Debbie. I'm really glad to see the people in Perth are out there supporting the SDA topic, which is being rolled out around Western Australia. And obviously, thanks to Lynn Gabriel, who is the director of NDISDA, or as you might find her on the website, sdaconferences.com. She's been very active in the marketplace in promoting events and seminars to the business community around Australia to help the movement promotion of SDA collaboration around Australia. So, Debbie, who were the speakers, the 9 speakers you talk about?
Yeah, me. I was second up, which was really good. I got it over and done with early because it was probably my first speaking gig of this size ever, so it was a little bit nerve-wracking. But I got through it well. I had some good feedback after the event. I was speaking about basically the challenges and concerns that investors face when considering an SDA property investment. But apart from me, there was a bunch of other really good speakers. We had Alison McLeod from InHab Australia. So she's been a regular speaker in the past with Lynn's events. She was speaking about also challenges with NDIS investment, but more from the aspect of finding participants and filling vacancies. So that was really interesting, a bit different to the previous talks that she's done in the SDA conferences. So it was really good to get a different slant on things from her. We also had Alicia Rathbone from the Housing Hub, who unfortunately wasn't there in person on Friday. She was Zooming in and was talking about the demand for SDA, consumer needs and preferences. So really good to get her updated information and stats and the overview of SDA from the Housing Hub's perspective. And we also had Tony Rutherford, who has also been a past speaker. He's from Holding Redlich Lawyers, and he was telling us all about the SDA pricing arrangements and the upcoming price review and what that might mean. So I think everyone had a lot of interest in that topic. We also had Craig Gwinnan from the Nikaisa Valuers talking about valuations, financial risks, social risks, realistic factors in valuations of SDA properties, the challenges. So that was a really good session as well. We also had a few other different speakers on similar vein, really. There was a speaker called Ashley from Advocacy WA. They advocate for participants going through appeals to get their SDA funding increased, you know, appealing firstly back to the NDIA and secondly having to go to the AAT, as we know a lot of participants unfortunately have had to resort to in order to get the funding that they need and require. Then we had a session on assistive technology, improving the lives of participants in SDA homes. And that kind of led into the next session, which was by Lisa Edinburgh from the Department of Communities, talking about surveillance technology and restrictive practices. So this was really good because it was a different take on getting an idea of what kind of participants you might have in your SDA and what is required to keep them safe, and also mainly what their rights are and what the law and the legislation is when it comes to their rights living in their home. And the last speaker before lunch, so poor old Henry from SKGS Architecture had the last session when everyone was starving, but he did a fantastic overview of the SDA standard designs, talking about, the overall overview of doors and designs and breakout rooms and on-site overnight assistance and everything in relation to that. So it was a very, very full morning, but really informative and really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you had a wonderful time there, Debbie. What did you take out of it? I mean,
I got more of a feeling for where Perth is at in the SDA market. As we know, they're the last state that implemented SDA, so they're a lot newer than the rest of the states in Australia. So they're still kind of catching up to where we are on the eastern seaboard, but they certainly do know their stuff now. They're getting a lot more mature in terms of their understanding of SDA, their understanding of demand, what's needed out there. I did get a few takeaways, though, a few points that I noted down from some of the different speakers, which I thought, oh, I didn't know that, or it just clarified something for me. One of those aspects was we know that the NDIS pay a 60-day fee if a tenant leaves a property. Initially, we thought it was on any SDA property. Then I think Menu actually mentioned recently that it was for houses, but I believe it's actually for any two plus tenant properties that funding is applicable for. So unfortunately, if you've got a single tenant unit or villa, it doesn't apply. So I think that clarified that point. The other thing was providers have told us in the past that with regards to robust tenants, that 80% of robust tenants can't share. What came to light on Friday was that 80% of robust tenants are actually getting approved for single tenant funding, which I thought interesting. The last thing that came out was a discussion on group homes, and we've had this discussion recently as well on a podcast episode, but really it was highlighted by some providers that they're seeing group homes as a waypoint between institutions and independent living. So as tenants are moving up in funding and getting the individual funding that they need, they're moving out of those institutions and old group homes into the new build SDA group homes, which does still mean that they're in a shared living arrangement, but it's better than the old many 6, 7, 8, 10 more participant institutions. And it is as they're transitioning more into independent living. So I guess that's kind of what I took away from it. But I think the fact that there was such a good turnout there on Friday of people from many different areas in the SDA world.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Any complaints about your presentation, Debbie?
No, I didn't get any. No complaints. So I did have a question given to me and I didn't have the suburbs offhand. I was asked where we have developments happening in Perth. Unit developments we've got going in Queen's Gardens.
Well, hang on, it's Cannington.
Cannington and, of course, North Coogee. But we have some house and land developments, and the suburbs that we have those happening in are as follows: Baldivis, Forestfield, Kelmscott, Gosnells, Haynes, Hilbert, and Upper Swan.
Mm. And then one of our developers took you to some other potential future sites?
Yes, in Mayfield. Oh, good question. Really good location just south of Perth. We'll have to.
It's inner city.
Inner city.
High
yeah.
rise, yeah.
And Forest Lakes. Really good locations there. The Forest Lakes ones is a little bit out, but it's much closer into a lot of these other development sites. Great amenities around there, right near the transport, shops, medical facilities. Mm. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in Perth. It's really exciting.
Well, I'm glad you've run to that list because Lynn, the host, wanted us to get that list together. So obviously we'll have this podcast recorded and presented for Lynn to add to the follow-up email to everyone as well. But, yeah, so I really hope that Lynn's success will keep on going around Australia. So the next one is going to be the 29th of March, which is in two more days for a networking event. And then Melbourne will be another SDA Conference Expo on the June the 7th. And then there will be a 21st of September in another conference in Adelaide. And then I think at the end of the year in November will be Tasmania again, which Hobart, which we'll probably go as a whole team, yeah. So for those people out there who are listening, who are the developers and builders and providers, go along to these events because they are going to all the major cities. We hope that we can see you as well because we'll be at all the events ourselves as a team. And Debbie, any final words of advice to anyone who's listening who is working in the sector? But yeah. And I honestly believe they're the best way for people to learn because where else do builders and developers and providers go to learn this topic? There's nowhere to go to learn, right? The only way is by sharing experiences that we as professionals in the sector have learned ourselves and share these experiences with other colleagues, like-minded people in the same sector. That's the only way, these conferences. And there is the odd investor who comes along, not many. They're quite welcome to come along, it's fine, but the majority of the people there will be professionals. Anyway, I think that's it for us, Debbie. A nice little short episode today, and I look forward to seeing you when you come back from India in 3 weeks' time.
Yes, absolutely.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.